Continuing in our study of the book of Romans, you can open up to chapters 5 and 6 if you like, and some of it will be on the screen. I'm just going to jump right into chapter 5, verse 20. It says, "Where sin increased, grace increased all the more." So then the question follows, what shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? Paul's critics thought he was being soft on those new believers, not making them follow all the rules. And so his critics accused him of encouraging sin. And Paul's answer to this challenge, shall we go on sinning, was a resounding no, of course not, by no means. But it is kind of a fair question. If abundant grace, why doesn't abundant grace lead to more sin? Paul goes on to explain that it does not, because we die to sin and we are raised with Christ. Verse 2, he writes, "We are those who have died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death?" Water is life. Water is also, as we talked about with the kids, in large quantities in certain situations, water can be dangerous, unpredictable, and destructive. So we want to think about a little bit about that part of water when we think about being baptized into his death. Sounds pretty morbid, but it's true. Christ died for all, and when we are baptized, we are baptized into his death somehow. This picture is that you're about to see is the oldest known baptistry in the world. It is located in Syria, or what is now Syria. If you can look at the space under the arch, that's where the baptisms took place. And it was intentionally built to look like a coffin. I'm going to guess that if you look in a church catalog today, a church supply catalog, you will not find any coffin-shaped baptistries. In fact, Regina Kuhn says our modern baptismal fonts and decorations look more like they belong at a water park. The early church and the Apostle Paul didn't feel the need to shy away from a baptism into death. So neither do we. Verse 6, "For we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body ruled by sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin, because anyone who has died has been set free from sin." So dead to sin, old self crucified, old self drowned in the waters of baptism, if you will. If it sounds hard, it is. If it sounds like it's asking a lot, it is. Dietrich Bonhoeffer said that self-denial is the suffering which is the fruit of an exclusive allegiance to Jesus Christ. Exclusive allegiance to Jesus Christ means that there will be self-denial and suffering. This is not an optional add-on to the Christian life. It's not an elective. It's not some like advanced track for the more special people or the highly motivated. Bonhoeffer said, when Christ calls a man, he calls him to come and die. When Christ calls a man, he calls him to come and die. And Pastor Bonhoeffer didn't just say it, he lived it. He was a German pastor who resisted the Nazi regime for more than a decade, and he was imprisoned and eventually killed. He followed Christ and gave his life for it, for he lived that call to follow Christ no matter what. Jesus, before his crucifixion, spoke of his death with his disciples, and he asked them, "Can you drink the cup I drink? Can you be baptized with the baptism I am baptized with?" And at the time, some of the disciples said, sure. But then when his trial was beginning, they were already so terrified. And they stopped following. It's a tough question to answer and really know what we're even saying. So Jesus wanted them to count the cost. And Christ still says to us, come and die. It's a strange and wonderful invitation. Reformer John Calvin said, in baptism, believers are initiated into self-denial, into crucifying the old man, and into bearing the cross. Let us remember that we are baptized under this condition and for this end, to fix the cross to our shoulders. Let's take a minute to talk about what this does not mean. This does not mean that we lose our entire selves and our personalities. It does not mean that we become a doormat for others to trample upon. It does mean that we give up and walk away from old ways that are contrary to the gospel. If our sense of self is very entangled in that old way of life, contrary to the gospel, then giving up the old ways may feel like giving up our entire personality and our entire identity. It's like we stand at the edge of a diving board and we want to jump in, but we're terrified. And that is why we need to hear that come and die is not the end. In verse 4, Paul says, we were therefore buried with him through baptism into death in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. And down to verse 8, he said, now if we died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. Since Christ was raised from the dead, he cannot die again. Death no longer has mastery over him. So this is the good news that gives us the courage to die to the old self. We will live a new life. We will live with him. Yes, a death and suffering comes first, but it is followed by life in Christ. And that resurrection life of Christ is forever and eternal. And we share in his resurrection, so we share in eternal life too. Baptism is a little bit like when fabric is submerged in a dye and comes out a brand new color, permanently changed. We are new creation. There's new birth, new life. We will never be the same again. I have another image of an old baptismal font. I'm not sure where this one is. It's cross-shaped, I don't know if you can see that from there, and it has stairs to walk down. So those being baptized would walk down into, symbolizing, joining Christ in his death and burial, and then stairs leading up, symbolizing joining Christ in his resurrection life. This is how we have courage to follow Jesus wherever he calls us. Bonhoeffer had the courage to resist the very powerful forces at work in Germany in the 1930s and 40s because he believed that baptism into Christ was not just death, but also life. He could face imprisonment, death without fear, knowing that life in Christ has the last word. So these are our instructions today. In verse 11, in the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. This is a call to that exclusive allegiance to Jesus Christ. We were once enslaved by sin. Sin was our master. Sin was our cruel master. Now we are under Christ's jurisdiction. So are we living as if we are under Christ's jurisdiction? Who has our attention and our love? Who are we following? Who or what are we following? Michael Bird says, once we're in Christ, we need to burn our old passport. We need to renounce our citizenship to the old kingdom and forget the language of the old ways. And this is aspirational, right? Count yourselves dead to sin. None of us are there yet. None of us have arrived and have the total victory all the time, but we count ourselves alive to God. We let our lives match our identity in Christ, day by day, step by step. Pray with me. Amazing God, we thank you for abundant grace in Jesus Christ. Help us to fix our eyes on Jesus today, to follow him to the cross, through the deep waters, knowing he is the resurrection and the life. Give us the courage to give all of ourselves to you. And if that means we need to let go, help us to let go. And help us to hold on to you and to follow you every day, step by step. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.